Hi everyone, I'm here with Sharon Shrieky, and this is Coach Stephanie Wood. Sharon Shrieky is also a coach here at Body Confidence Your Way. And before we get into our topic today, Sharon, what are you up to?
Okay, well, I'd be happy to tell you. I am up to coaching people to get their best life. And what it is what we do as coaches is we use our natural talents. And in my position, it's my empathy and my love for people to connect with our clients on a deeper level. And I know that for you as well, we are able to use those gifts and talents that we have to connect with people and to help them find their best life. And if anybody out there is interested in connecting with me, you could find me at sharonshrieky@gmail.com. That's SharonShrieQui at gmail.com. And we welcome your letters and we welcome any situation that you find yourself in. Stephanie and I are more than happy to help you out with those things, give you a little mini session, and we love to hear from you. How about you, Stephanie? What have you been up to?
Well, again, you can contact me at body, BODYAWE, bodyawe.com. And as with Sharon, we totally enjoy coaching with our clients. I focused, and I know Sharon does too at times, we welcome entrepreneurs who want to feel confident with skills and techniques they can rely on. I use a lot of my program from my body knowledge system and my years of experience with developing entrepreneurial businesses. Now, Sharon,
Yeah.
we had somebody email us about setting goals. She has a new business. She wants to set goals, but I want to reframe it as setting intentions. What's your take on that?
So I think that intentions, it's like, it's that play on words. It's a little bit more gentle. It's a little less authoritarian. It feels nicer to me to say intentions. It feels like less of a judgment. If you set an intention, it's a goal is something that if you don't reach it, you fail, or if that changes, you fail, So I think that intention sounds great to me. How about you? What does that feel for you?
Well, to add on to what you just said is I'm just going to put get out there an example of the intention that this particular client asked me is to, she said, I want, no, she said, she used law of attraction principles. I am in the process of gaining three new clients. And I asked her with the body knowledge system, an intention is something that you really believe in, but you want to move with it. So I had her do her daily walk and move with that and keep saying, I am in the process of attracting three new clients. What's your take on that?
I think that's amazing, and I would just add, I find that the happiness that that causes, like I think that with visualization, like if we really can feel that as if it's already there, feel that we have those clients, and we could live our lives, live our every day, knowing that that is a guarantee, that's coming. Those clients are coming. With that feeling, I think that it also completes the attracting of what we're looking for. Knowing without a doubt that that's coming, that that is on its way. And I think that when you set an intention and you know in your heart that when you set that intention, it is going to be there. That's like the complete package, to getting what you want.
I'm going to add a little bit into your package, and I know you're going to send
Okay.
it to me,
All right.
is to also let it go. Like when I say I'm in the process, what you said in the beginning of the conversation about goals being authoritativeness, what did you say?
Yeah, like
I can't say it. My tongue is up my nose.
Yeah, like an authority. Like
oh,
it's a
authority,
goal.
Tommy. Oh, you got to have this done by Tuesday, or you're
right.
out,
or else.
But I'm in the process is also letting it go.
Right.
And that's something I believe with my both of our law of attraction principle education is to let it go, but put it out there. And also, Sharon, to be practical, I mean, I asked this client, what would she have to do to make this happen, even though she's in the process? So if you were in her shoes, what would you start to have this make happen?
So, you know, I think that's exactly it. So when you work, when a person works with a coach, like you say, like I know that you work with a lot of entrepreneurs, it's not only setting an intention and knowing that it's going to come, it's also breaking it down with that person. You actually become a partner in that intention. And between both of you, you come up with a plan that feels right for the person that's going to be doing it. It has to feel good to her. And once it feels good, she's able to actually see it. She's able to attract it because it feels more comfortable. It's not, you know, it's not just a blob of stress and how am I going to do this? And there's no way this is going to happen. It becomes believable. It becomes doable. And so those questions are, yes, those questions are what comes first or whatever it is that we need to do, depending on the client, you know, we need to ask so that she can break it down for herself. And I think that there's a lot of intuitive work in that as well, because we know that client, we understand her on a deep level. So we know what kind of, you know, what kind of questions are going to feel right to her and what kind of questions are going to feel like an interrogation. You know, as I know that working, you know, that you worked with clients for many years and that they feel that comfort with you.
So I would ask, this client who made this beautiful intention, I am in the process of attracting three clients. And I would ask her, in a practical way, what would you do first? And again, it could be another intention. If I asked you, what would you do first? Make up something, Sharon.
I think I would choose the easiest thing first. You know, what's I think that when I get overwhelmed about a project, I could almost talk myself out of doing it, or
so
I could
what,
feel
what are you gonna do first?
I think it would be like, you know, open the door and walk outside. You know, like sometimes it's the simplest thing. But, you know, we decide that it's too hard for us and then we don't move. We freeze, you know, like it's we freeze instead of taking action. So sometimes
okay, I love that. I love that. Going out, just like I referred earlier in our conversation about taking a walk with your intention. It's
right.
Not like you have to finish the whole deal in 10 minutes. No. So, Sharon, what is your... tell everybody your contact information and what is your message from our conversation today?
Okay, so my contact information is sharonshrieky@gmail.com. That is sharonshriequi@gmail.com. And my message of the day is just... When you're working with your coach or when you're working out what to do and how are you going to take on a project, just take a one step. Sometimes it's just that one step that just brings you towards the goal. Staying frozen is probably the worst thing you could do. So definitely movement, even if it's walking out the door. Right, Steph?
Love it, love it, love it. So you can contact me at Body Awe. BODYAWE.com. And movement can jumpstart your intention.
Yeah.
Any way you want to do, like Sharon, walk out that front door. Who
Right.
knows?
Right. Don't stare at those four walls and worry,
Oh,
how are you
no,
going
get
to get a
out of the
project?
room. No, yeah. No, we're not going. So
Move
I'll
that
see you
body.
soon. I'll see you soon. Thank you
Absolutely.
so
Looking
much.
forward. Thank you. I loved it. I love getting together with you. Appreciate it.
See you soon.
Bye-bye. Absolutely.